A and U.S. Highway 151. According to officials, the woman was from Marshall and was the only one in the SUV when she crashed and then died at the scene. Wisconsin Republicans are asking voters to take away the governor's power to unilaterally spend federal money, a reaction to the billions of dollars that flowed into the state during the COVID-19 pandemic. Democratic Governor Tony Evers was free to spend most of the money, directing most of it toward small businesses and economic development, angering Republicans who argued the legislature should have oversight. That's what would happen under a pair of related constitutional amendments up for voter approval in the August 13th primary election. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
We could see a few scattered thunderstorms late this afternoon, tonight, tomorrow, right on through tomorrow night into Thursday. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy, warm and muggy. 87 today with a heat index near 90. Tomorrow's high, 88 with a heat index of 97. If you're looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, it is easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64. 99.7.
It's 8:01 right now. Still a pleasant start to the morning. Just waiting for the warm-up and all of the heat and the humidity. If you do have to be outside over the next few days, please take it easy because those heat indexes, yeah, they're going to be a little brutal. It's Roxette right now with The Look on 99.7 Max FM.
Got a number when she's spinning me around. Kissing is a collar, a loving is a wild dog. She's got the look. She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
What in the world can make a brown-eyed girl turn blue? When everything I'll ever do, I do for you. And I go la 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 la. She's got the look. The lover's disguise, banging on the head drum, shaking like a mad bull. She's got the look. Swaying through the band, moving like a hammer. She's a miracle man. Loving is the ocean, kissing is the wet sand. She's got the look. She's got the look.
What? 90s, and more. Max FM.
Benatar, Love is a Battlefield. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's about 10 minutes after 8 now. And Finn, when it comes to mental loads, you know, that's a term a lot of us like to throw around. It turns out that for parents, it's not just about doing the chores, but also keeping track of it all. We've been there, right? Especially when the kids are younger and you're being pulled in 1,000 different directions and they have all of their activities and maybe play dates and all of that, and you're trying to do all of the things that just try to make you feel sane and human once again, and you have to try to get it all in at at the same time and then try to schedule things and be an adult. And, you know, sometimes that means you don't get to do the things you want to do because the kids' activities or the things they have going on take precedence. As a parent, we've all been there.
It's a little much, isn't it?
It can be a whole lot, can it? And it turns out that according to a new study of 322 moms, moms are shouldering a whole lot of this mental load as far as parenting goes. They were asked who's handling more of all of this when it comes to 30 common household tasks. And they say, according to moms, that they are handling the majority of it for at least 29 tasks. Now, here are the top 10 things that moms say that they're keeping track of way more than dads. And for the record, I think dads are shouldering a lot of the burden in this day and age, right? We've got a lot of dads who have become official stay-at-home dads. They're trying to figure out there's a lot of households that figure out ways so that mom can do half the stuff, dad can do half the stuff. There's a lot of households who are trying to figure it out. So let's be fair to dads. They are definitely pulling their weight at this state. You know, maybe 30, 40 years ago, I think it would have been a little bit more
slightly
topsy-turvy.
Different, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think in 2024, we've seen a lot of dads really step up to the plate and be like, you know what? My wife is awesome. She's amazing. She's got a lot going on. So let me do what I can to help out as well. Knowing that dad's perfectly busy too, trying to, you know, provide a nice life for the family as well.
Yeah.
So let's give it to dads a little bit too. But moms say one of the big things that they have to figure out is medical stuff, like remembering your kid's doctor and dentist appointments. See, this is one of those things that we put into the family calendar. And sometimes there have been times in life when I would literally say to my husband, I can't be in two places at once.
You're going to have to pinch it here a little bit.
We called that dividing and conquering in our house when we were double or triple scheduled and one parent had to go one direction and another parent had to go the other direction. We called that dividing and conquering in our house when the boys were younger.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's essentially what you do. All right. Which activity? Sometimes it was rock, paper, scissors to see who had to go to which one because none of it was very pleasant for mom and dad. So we would rock, paper, scissors to see who did what. Sometimes it was just natural to be like, okay, you do that one. I've got this one. Let's go. But yeah, dividing and conquering. That was what
nobody wants to do that one task like that, like taking the little kids to the doctors to, especially if they have to get shots.
Right?
We all know how painful that can be for everyone all around. And that's not something that you look forward to because you know they're going to cry, you know
right?
They're going to be upset, you know it's going to be a thing, and nobody wants that one.
And as a mom, I was always the mom who would cry right along with my kids because I didn't want to see them
pain
or hurt,
right?
Yeah. So that was always when sometimes I would make Corey either come or just take them in general because while he felt a lot for the boys and it always bothered him to see them, you know, crying, he was also the one that, could hold it together better and then make them laugh. So maybe we got it done a little bit easier. So dad was always tried to help out where he could in that respect. Now, you guys, between the two of you, had five boys. So I'm going to assume the divide and conquer thing happened a lot in the Finn household.
Yeah, I pretty much had to. Yeah, there was no other choice. Yeah.
Because at some point, I'm betting that you and Chris met yourselves coming and going and picking up and dropping off and doing it all over again.
Constantly. Yep.
Yes, I would imagine so. We have friends with six kids between the two of them. And there are times when they're like, well, like we pass in the hallway. And that's pretty much the gist of the evening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you're completely wiped out by the end of the day. You just want to crash because you're so exhausted.
Yes, absolutely.
It's what we do, though, right?
You know, and here's the thing. We complain about it a little bit. As mom and dad, sometimes you need to take that day or, you know, like a weekend or whatever and just be like, enough. Like, we're not doing anything. But at the end of the day, I'm telling you, and I'm sure you're going to agree with the fact that four of your boys are no longer in the house and I'm getting to the end of all of this, you miss it a little bit, too. You miss a little bit of that crazy and that chaos. Now, there are days when you relish in it, too. But there are sometimes when I'm like, I really should be doing more. more. And then you realize that you're doing more is because you're not running people around to different places and going
You actually have free time.
It's weird, though, right? Like, it's weird to have that kind of free time, especially when you're not used to it. Another thing that moms say they're doing a little bit more than dads is paying attention to the kids' mental health. And I feel like this is a big one that, you know, we're starting to just get into the realm of talking about just a little bit more with our kids.
The stigma has kind of been lifted. Yeah.
And it is just as important as their physical health. And I personally, as a household who has dealt with a kid on the spectrum, a kid who has OCD along with pretty high anxiety, a dad who can kind of be in the same realm, and myself who has to kind of keep, you know, myself down once in a while, this is a really important one. And honestly, if it wouldn't have been for Corey getting the boys to talk, because some things at certain ages, they just want to talk to their dad about, not their mom. And I can totally respect that.
Sure.
If it wouldn't have been for him and the open dialogue he had with them, I'm not sure where we would have been with both of our boys at certain points.
Well, how did we ever get through that period? I mean, if you had a mental health issue that you were afraid to talk about it because then you were self-conscious and you thought, oh boy, everybody thinks I'm a weirdo because, you know, I have this issue or I'm going through this problem. You know, I don't know how we ever made it through that era. But I'm just going to say I'm so grateful that that has turned around and now we look at those things as the mental health issues being just as important as the physical.
And I don't want to go too deep in the woods on this, but you got to wonder, is it because of the different things that our kids have bombarding them every day that they are having more mental health issues?
Yeah.
Were they always there, but it wasn't something we talked about? Like, these are the things I think about, especially as both of my boys have gone through different therapies over the years. And I see how some things have affected them a little bit more differently because both of them have been affected by different things in different ways. And so I think about those things often. And when Corey and I have gone in to sit with therapists to, you know, kind of figure out how to help each of the boys in their respective way, these are things that as we're going through the family portion of it, I've also always thought about. Were we always bombarded with this much stuff? Is this much stuff new? Were we just handling it differently, told to buckle up and just go on with life? Or were we always really struggling and all of a sudden now we're not as afraid to talk about it? Like, I think about these things often. And I'm certainly glad that the stigma is dropping because, again, like I said, in our own personal journey with our kids, I don't know where they would have been if the stigma wouldn't have been where it was just even maybe 5 years ago. Because even 5 years ago, we weren't as open to talking about our mental health as we are right now.
And when you're a teenager, you're always going through things that you can't figure out on your own.
Right?
You know?
You know, that was one thing Corey and I always talked about because I always had it in my head that when I became a stay-at-home mom and we started down this homeschooling journey, at a certain point in time, they probably re-enter school, like a traditional school, and then I would probably head back to work in some capacity. And then as my boys got older, I realized that, you know, that tween and a teen years, they actually need you a whole lot more than they do when they're little, you know? And so it just became natural. And every year our kids were given the choice, do you want to continue homeschooling? Would you prefer to go into a different, like a traditional school setting? And as they got older and they saw things that were going on in their friends' lives or they saw things online and, you know, they learned that they could travel and still learn at the same time and their education could be kind of tailored a little bit more to them, they decided that going into a traditional school setting was not for them. Mm-hmm. But they were always given the choice. Mm-hmm. But I always found it kind of interesting when we would have those conversations with them and things like that. So
I know one of the things that Chris goes through, and I think a lot of moms go through, I can't speak for moms, but you know, moms are so good at nurturing children and dads too. But I mean, you know, moms, I mean, that's kind of their gig.
It's supposed to kind of be our thing, right?
And you know, and I mean, through all of that, you know, all of those years of playing that part in their lives and going through all that and going through so much and, you know, taking care of the tears and, you know, just the general nurturing, when they get to a certain age, then, because this is kind of one of the things that Chris goes through, is, well, now it kind of feels like, I'm not needed because they start to grow and they start to change and they, you know, get to those teen years and then they become more, you know, less reliant on parents and more.
But I think just, they do.
They totally do.
You just have to be ready for it. You have to be more ready for it. It's not like when they're little and everything that bothers them, they need mom there for, right? Because that's how my kids were. If they got a skin knee, if they couldn't get their apple, you know, sliced just right. Or whatever, if their peanut butter and jelly wasn't cut on a diagonal, or whatever it might be, those were all things that mom had to work through, right? But then as they get older, I think you, even if they don't need you that consistently,
I think you just have to
be ready because you never know when it's going to be that moment when they're like, mom, like, can we talk about this? Or whatever it might be, or when you realize something's really, really bothering them. And that was why when they were teenagers and they would choose not to homeschool, I think I became okay with it because I realized very, very quickly that when they got into that tween, in between age and then into the high school age, that's actually when they needed you a little bit more. And they kind of needed to know that somebody was around just a little bit more for all of those moments, just in case. Right. And so, and I realize not everybody is able to do that. And that's why I've always been very appreciative that I was able to do that and be at home and be able to still do what I wanted to do and make it work out with our family. You know, and I don't know. The teenage, we've said it before, Finn, those teenage years, they're not for the faint at heart. It's rough stuff.
No.
It can be rough stuff. For
You're
sure.
down there in the weeds. You're down on the front line with the
French
teenagers.
Warfare is what it is.
It is. That's totally what it is. But, you know, I mean, it requires some adjusting because just recently Phoenix was away for a week going to the academy. And so that whole time period, at first, it's kind of like, wow, okay.
It's awesome
a nice little break. But then after a couple of days, it's weird because the house just feels so silent. And so when he's gone and when he leaves the house, it'll take some time to get used to the fact that it's just her and I.
Yes.
I mean, it's going to take a while.
And see, I feel that on the weekends, if Corey and Dexter go out and maybe grab something to eat or run errands together, and I just stay here with the dog, because then all of a sudden I'm like, for about the first 20 minutes, I'm like, oh, listen to the quiet. This is so amazing. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then about a half hour in, I'm like, well, this just sucks. Where is everybody? You know, because it's just very different. I'm used to the commotion. I'm used to my kids always being around or somebody coming in and out of the door, or somebody needing something or Corey needing something or whatever it might be. And then it's just the dog who's snoring on the couch. And I'm like, well, this is not as exciting as it should be. So I'm kind of like, as much as you feel like those moments, you're going to relish in them, I think you do to a certain point. And then it's like anything else, you eventually have to adjust and get used to them. And you do, but it's certainly not easy at first. That's for sure.
Well, that's what we're talking about with this list of things that, you know, makes us stressed out and the workload and everything that we're doing as parents. Once you're not doing that and you take a breather, it does feel kind of strange.
It does feel very strange. It really does. Even having one less kid in the house right now, it feels very strange. Like some days I'm just not doing enough, but then I realize it's all done and I don't have two to worry about school with or do school with or whatever it might be. And it's just the one. And so we've already accomplished our entire day. And because my priority is always school, I get a bunch of stuff done before he gets up in the morning. And then my priority, though, once he's up and awake enough to comprehend anything we might be talking about, it's always to get school done, because Dexter is better fresh in the morning than he is waiting until later in the day. So we've got to get it done before I lose him for the day is essentially how I like to put it. One of the other things moms say they're doing a little bit more than dads is tidying up. Oh, that's totally true in our house. I can't even give my husband like a little credit for that, because yesterday I spent about 20 minutes just picking up his room of water bottles, Kleenexes on the floor that apparently missed the garbage. I don't know how. And just tidying up in there is essentially what it was. It was like 20 minutes of just doing a little pickup. And I get it, though. He's busy. He comes, he goes, he leaves early, all of that kind of stuff. So stuff just sits and it doesn't actually ever make it to where it needs to. So tidying up's a big one. I do it in Dexter's room periodically as well. well. Not that the boys in this house can't. I think it's just easier because I handle it. Bringing stuff to you when you go out is another one. Or bringing stuff with you, I should say, when you go out. Like if you have littles, really littles in the house right now, making sure you have the diaper bag always ready with the essentials in it.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
a big one, right? Mm-hmm. I was one of those very type A people about my diaper bag because I had wiggle worms, two of the wiggliest little dudes you've ever seen in your life who didn't really love to have to do the diaper change at all. Didn't matter if they were home, didn't matter if they were out, they just didn't want to do it. And mostly because they just couldn't keep moving around and scooting mm-hmm. is essentially mm-hmm. what it was. So I was very type A about my diaper bag because it was basically one of those things where I had to use one hand to hold the kid down and, you know, like or use the toy over the face, unzip yep. with one hand and be able to grab everything out one handed while still holding that child on one of those bathroom uh-huh. changing tables without him rolling away and killing himself on the concrete floor is essentially what it was. So
those changing tables, a blessing and a curse, right?
I was yeah. type A about that mm-hmm. diaper bag because mm-hmm. if my butt cream was not in the right place uh-huh. for diaper rash, because my kids had very sensitive skin, it was going to be a whole thing. And then there was a chance that I was going to be trying to like basically herd and corral at the same time I was digging in the bag. So it was mm-hmm. very, very important that the diaper bag was organized.
Oh, yeah, totally. That was a shared responsibility for us because
not us.
Whatever she would not remember, I would. And what right. I wouldn't remember, she would. So right. then we were all good, basically.
You have a projectile vomiter in there as well, and then it's like a whole other bag of clothes that always had to go
exactly.
for him and me. So I always had that in the car just in case as well. So it looked like we were going on a weekend trip just to go to the grocery store is essentially what it looked like. It was kind of ridiculous, but it was important, and we made it work. Extracurriculars, like, you know, not the sports type stuff, so maybe things like the piano lessons or the drama lessons that your kids might uh-huh. be in or any of yep. the clubs that they might be in. That's another thing mom say they're better at remembering and taking care of than dad. Social life for the kiddos, which is better than the adult social life, by the way, in most cases. Things like the play dates that the kids go to. Those are things that moms say they remember and have to deal with more than dads do. Keeping track of the shared calendar is something else that moms say they're doing more than dads, according to this new study.
Yeah.
Packing the lunches as well. Now, this is one of those things where I will say I think in some households, dads are stepping up in a big way. In fact, I can name probably three or four families that we know really, really well, where dad is literally the one who gets breakfast in the morning and gets the lunches ready for the kids, even though sure. mom has prepped it the night before. But then all dad has to do is get things ready to roll so that they can scoot out the door in the morning. And, you know, and I think it's a teamwork thing. It has mm-hmm. to be a teamwork mm-hmm. thing when you're doing this parenting stuff, because again,
it's too much for just one parent. It really is.
Right. Exactly. Helping with homework is another one that moms say they're doing a little bit more than dad. And I think sometimes that depends on mom's schedule and dad's schedule. I know in our house, we have to tag team it because there's certain things I'm way better at than Corey, and there's certain things he's much better at than I am.
Exactly.
And I would rather have my kids learn from somebody who's better at it than just kind of fuddle their way through it, you know?
And it really depends on what the homework
right.
is. If it's math, forget it. I'm out.
No.
I'm, you know, it goes to her. If it's something else, then it's kind of shared.
Now, with Max, we were lucky. Max hated math. As soon as you brought letters into the whole thing, it threw him off because letters and numbers should not be together in any sort of way. But he was very good at it, so he didn't have any trouble with it, even though he hated it. Dexter has dyscalculia, so math for him has always been a little bit trickier, and to the point where we basically had to start over teaching him the basics once we figured out he had dyscalculia, and he was about 6 or 7 when that happened. So we've had to work really hard at catching him up. Now, interestingly enough, the version of math that we found that works for him is basically the same way Corey does math without ever having been trained to do it like that. Now, coming up the way I did in public school doesn't make any sense to me, the way they do their math. So if I get confused, I'll be like, you know what? You're just going to wait until we talk to your dad later on, or he's uh-huh. home later tonight,
yeah.
and then maybe you and he can work through this together. So there's been a lot of like Google chats and Zoom chats and things like that with Dexter especially. especially working through the math so that Corey can help him, because their brains just work the same. It's so much better if Corey's helping him, because Dexter then actually understands what he's doing.
Sure.
And then extracurriculars that are related to sports, something else moms say that they're taking care of a lot. Now, moms say they're also handling a few other things like bath time, potty training, scheduling babysitters if they're needed, the meals, the laundry, the groceries, the mail, getting the kids ready for school, and helping in the middle of the night. Now, these were all things that we tag teamed on, especially when I did early morning radio. Like if the kids were sick in the middle of the night, Corey got up with them so that I could sleep because I had work the next day. Bath time was something I usually started. And then if he was home, he would finish up when they were little, because then I could go finish dinner while he finished up in the bath. And then at the point about the point they were ready to get out was the point dinner could just kind of sit there for a minute. And then it took both of us to corral Dexter, quite honestly. I mean, that was like a 2-person job. And you couldn't just leave that one-on-one. That was just mean if you left somebody one-on-one with Dexter out of the bath.
That's cruel.
It was cruel and unusual punishment. So usually we'd get Max done while Dexter stayed and played for a little bit. And then Max would be all clean and in his jammies, because he was my quiet one. He just liked to sit there with his books or do whatever then and watch TV. Dexter, however, it was a game, because he was my one who loved to be naked without the diaper. We've all had that one. We've all had that kid. But you know which one I'm talking about.
Loose and fancy free.
That's right, where you got to chase him down to do everything. Yeah, so that was a two-on-one process with that one. So we've always tag-teamed all those types of chores.
Colin, I'm looking at you.
Exactly, right? There's one in every household, I'm telling you. The only task dads carry most of the mental load on is taking out the trash. Now, here's a pro tip, Dad. Make sure you crush it down even harder, because then it can wait a whole nother day. So you've got that going for you. Now, most moms agree that dads are also handling a good amount of the mental load when it comes to 5 different things: fixing stuff around the house, paying the bills, doing dishes, helping at bedtime, and also helping take care of the pets, because they're kind of like big babies in the house too, and they need a whole lot of extra love and attention. Moms estimate that overall, though, they're handling about 73% of this mental load. Dad's handling just about 27% of it. And again, I think moms put a lot on themselves to make things operate, but I do see a lot of dads pitching in and doing a whole lot.
Well, I mean, between you and I, when it comes to the pets, I mean, you and I both know who's taking care of the pets, basically.
Yes.
That's you and me, okay?
Exactly. Now, I will say at night, though, I've just gotten to the point where Aspie's like a number one clinger anymore, where she's just got to be on your lap because she's not happy if she's not sitting on somebody at night. I will say if Corey's home, he has taken up that chore because she's heavy and she kills my legs. Mm-hmm. And so he has taken up, you know, he and her sharing a chair for a little bit so that she isn't clinging to me the entire night. So,
gotcha.
Which is essentially how we handled our kids at night, too. Like once the bath was over and bed was over, he would essentially just take over playtime while I like breathed for a few minutes and did dishes, and then dad would wear them out, and then he would start story time, and then I would come join as well. So I can honestly say I've been very fortunate. As much as I pick on my husband, he is very funny, and he doesn't know how to pick up after himself very well, but he has been very, very spot on with pitching in with our boys through all the different age groups. So I will always, always be appreciative for that. And he could always just tell when he'd walk in the house too. If you've been a stay-at-home mom, you know it. You know what it's like to be isolated some days, right? Especially if they've been sick or if you can't get out for some reason. Mm-hmm. And he would just look at my face after a long day. He'd be like, go do something. Go do anything. Right. Even if it meant I just went into our bedroom with the door locked for 20 minutes just to breathe, he'd be like, I got it, go. And so I can always say that he was awesome at that. And, you know, when you're in the heat of raising toddlers, it's important stuff to have a partner who can do that with you, right?
Exactly.
Who can just read your face and be like, okay, go. I got this.
Take a breather. Yep. Time out.
And so, like I always say, and Finn, we've talked about this before, if you're in the heat of doing all of this, you got this. You got to, because every day is going to be a new adventure. And I always say, if you walk out of the house in matching clothes, something that doesn't have a stain on it, your socks match, your shoes are the same, I feel like you're winning the day, Finn. I really do feel like you're winning the day. And we've all been there. It's not easy. And you got this today. That'll be your little
pep talk. Yeah, all those new parents, the first timers, it's okay. You'll be okay.
You got this. And some days it's okay to be like, I don't got this. It's just a hot mess.
Oh, totally.
Because some days it's going to be a hot mess.
There were so many of those days for me where especially sometimes you would work, I would work a weekend overnight shift. But then the next day I would have to be, you know, let's have fun time, Dad,
you
know, and you just don't have the energy, but we got through it. And yeah, we're
all
good.
That's when you find little games like throwing a ball at the wall. So they're chasing it, but it bounces back to you and you just get to sit there. They're entertained. You're having fun watching them. They're wearing themselves out and you're not exerting too much effort. You find all these little tricks, I'm telling you, things that your kids will enjoy.
Tricks of the trade.
That's right. That you can sit and just watch and enjoy their excitement and their surprise. Now, once they get to be a teenager, throwing a ball at the wall is not going to work anymore. So you got to come up with something new. But
there's a whole new set when it's teenagers, there's a whole new set of rules.
For a while, though, you feel like you're conquering the world. That's for sure. Now, quickly, before we wrap up here this morning, I do want to remind everybody to head over to maxfmbigdeals.com, Finn, because our big deal of the day is happening right now. Until 11:59 tonight, 50% off one of our amazing stores. And today it happens to be Amber Lux Consignment Boutique. This is a really awesome deal because this is a $25 certificate and Amber Lux has some really awesome pieces in there. So if you want to revamp the wardrobe a little bit and you want to do it, you know, within a nice price range, I mean, good pieces, good price range, $25 certificate to do a little shopping, $12.50, all you're going to pay for that $25 certificate today. There's an instant download with that too. So if you don't want to wait for a certificate to come in the mail, you can have it on your phone and you can do shopping anytime today. Remember we said sometimes you need a little quiet time, a little peace and quiet from the kids, maybe doing some shopping today
with your
certificate would be a good way to get that in. Check it out over at maxfmbigdeals.com. Quick look at the forecast now. Scattered thunderstorms basically possible from this afternoon all the way through Thursday. It's just going to be hot and humid. 87 for a high today. Heat index going to feel more like 90 than 88 tomorrow with the heat index feeling more like 97. Right now, it is 65.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, jewelry, and much more for women and men. Check out their new tween section for children's sizes 10 and up. Woman owned and operated, Amber Lux's Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added weekly, so stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique.
Take a short drive to Big Savings at Little Market and More of Sauk City. Find your favorite basket and bedding plants, crafts, and fresh produce at this family-owned and operated stand. Little Market and More accepts cash and credit cards and is open Monday through Friday from 3 to 7 and Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 7. Find fresh flowers, veggies, honey, and more at Little Market and More, S9748 County Road E, Sauk City.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
99.7 It's 8:38 right now, running fashionably late. This is what happens when you start talking about raising kids. You get all behind on schedule, just kind of like you do in your everyday life, right? It's real life, it's conversation, it happens. It's the Go-Go's now. We got the beat on 99.7 Max FM.
I'm not afraid to
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:41 right now. And our good friends over at People Helping People are celebrating turning 26 years old. And they want to thank everybody who has supported them throughout the years with a free birthday brat fry. This is going to take place on Friday, August 9th at their headquarters, 805 Broadway Street in Baraboo from 11 until 1. And they're treating us on their birthday. You can stop by for a grilled brat, an Italian sausage, or an all-beef frank. Top it off with the chips, the beverage, and a birthday cupcake. Absolutely no charge. They will be taking a free will contribution, though. Of course, your support over the years has allowed PHP to serve the community through the Adopt a Family, Adopt a Veteran, School Supplies, Stomp Out Hunger, and Work Ready programs. And this year, their brand new career development program. Now, if you want more information about this birthday brat fry, again, on Friday, August 9th, or if you want to check out any of the other programs they have, including that new career development program, make sure you go over to phpofwisconsin.org. They're an amazing organization. They do lots of good, not only for Sauk County, but the counties around us as well. So make sure you go get your free birthday brat on Friday, August 9th, over at PHP. Now, coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Warm, muggy, and a chance of showers and thunderstorms over the next few days. Sean Cable's going to tell us about that in just a minute. We'll also have a look at sports next here on Max FM.
Beloved AT&T customers, I'm here to tell you about our brand new offering, Next Up Anytime. That's right, anytime. No more waiting 3 years to get a new phone. When you want to upgrade, you can. It's really that simple. Paired with 25% off for all first responders, teachers, military veterans, and more, there has never been an easier choice than switching to AT&T. Stop by any of our AT&T Bug Tussle stores for more great deals and savings.
Blast off! As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Feel the big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
The Football Badgers open fall training camp today on the campus of UW-Platteville. I'm Bill Scott with sports. It's year two for Coach Luke Fickell in Madison. His Badgers have been projected to finish seventh in the Big Ten. Packers kick off week two of training camp workouts today. They'll gear up for Saturday night's Family Night scrimmage. It'll be the first for defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley. He said Packers fans are definitely fanatics.
Shoot, I left last night late, and I think people were tailgating in our parking lot at 9 o'clock at night. We ended practice at like 12:15. I mean, there was people tailgating in our parking lot at 9 o'clock at night on a Sunday. Practice had been over for 6 hours. People were asking for autographs and running around. And I mean, so yeah, I'm really excited for family night. I don't think I have any clue what that's going to be like.
Baseball Brewers opened their series with Atlanta, beating the Braves 8-3 last night. They also traded for starting pitching help, sending reliever Jacob Junis and outfielder Joey Weimer to the Reds for Frankie Montez. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
We could see a few scattered thunderstorms late this afternoon, tonight, tomorrow, right on through tomorrow night into Thursday. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy, warm, and muggy. 87 today with a heat index near 90. Tomorrow's high, 88 with a heat index of 97. If you're looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, it is easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
99.7. Warming up nicely already this morning. Holy buckets, it is going to be a warm one out there. Lots of humidity, too. It's Billy Joel right now.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about
is the Miracle Mile. Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's true baby blue continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me. Oh, it doesn't matter what they say in the papers, cause it's always been the same old scene. There's a new band in town, but you can't get the sound from a story in a magazine. Ain't that your average team? How about a pair of pink sidewinders and a bright orange pair of pants? Well, you could really be a Beau Brummel, baby, if you just give it half a chance. Don't waste your money on a new set of speakers. You get more mileage from a cheap pair of sneakers. Next phase, new way, dance crazy. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me. Try to be a straight student. If you are, then you think too much. Don't you know about the new fashion, honey? All you need are looks and a whole lot of money. It's the next phase, new wave, dance crazy. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me. Everybody's talking about the new sound, funny, but it's still rock and roll to me.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. You can't put that song officially to rest until Billy gives us a woo, Finn. I mean, you gotta wait for Billy. Yeah, that's right. You gotta wait for Billy's woo. It is 8:48 right now, and we have to take a look at our calendar days here this morning. All those little things that we can celebrate to really just get us through another day and really through the week to, so we can start looking forward to the weekend. And there's a couple of good ones on this list. So we're going to start with National Father-in-Law Day today. If you love your father-in-law, you love celebrating with your family, well, this is the day to make sure that dad-in-law knows how important he is to everybody. Maybe to you, to the grandkids, however you want to word it. But make sure that dad-in-law knows that he is loved and appreciated, right? I mean, let's face it, dad-in-laws end up sometimes having to get us out of a whole heap of trouble. At least my dad ended up, before we lost my dad, I know Corey Hartman was very appreciative of having a father-in-law, because my dad taught him everything he could possibly teach him in a quick, short amount of time about being handy in any sort of way. And my dad was always one of those really patient guys, so he would help you until he absolutely just could not anymore, because that was just how my dad was. He loved to teach people to do things. And so if it wouldn't have been for my dad, our basement in our very first house in South Dakota probably would have always been flooded, but it was my dad who actually helped Corey Hartman out and cool. was able to help him yeah. fix that. So
sometimes you actually do get along with the in-laws. It's right? crazy when you do.
Yeah. I'm just glad mine live in Michigan. I'm just going to be dead honest about it. I know they're not listening this morning. I'm pretty sure that the internet just came about in the old UP in some areas about 5 years ago. No, they're not listening this morning. And I'm just thankful that they live in Michigan and we can go see them when we want to. Now, I can only say this because I know for a fact that my husband feels the same way and they're actually his family. So I can say that.
That's cool.
I can say that just being blunt and honest about it. Today is also International Day of Friendship. So again, to making sure that the people in your life who you really, truly love and appreciate, sometimes those best friends in life, they become more like family than friends, right? Because you've been with them so long through so many situations. So make sure they know that they're appreciated today as well. National Support Public Education Day. This is one that I think gets kind of swept under, even though it's one of those things that we should be appreciating And of course, not only public education, but all of the people who show up every single day to make sure our children are being educated through the public school systems. Let's face it, we know a lot of those people don't get paid what they're worth, right? And they work really, really hard to not only educate, but also take care of our kids. So support public education in any way that you can. National Whistleblower Appreciation Day. All of those different people who come forward to let us know some of the things that organizations are doing that maybe aren't so on the up and up, or that they feel like the public should know. That's what we're celebrating today. Those people who have the guts to really, in some cases, do that, even though they know there might be some sort of legal or consequence or just some sort of consequence all the way around. It is also paperback book day today. There's nothing like a paperback book. Why? Because I can fold it, I can bend it, I can throw it in a bag, I can highlight in it, I can do all of those things. I can't do that on my Kindle, people. I cannot do that on my Kindle. I will always, and I know you feel the same way, I will always be one of those people who loves to have a physical book in my hand. That is just how it is. And Corey always gets so mad at me when we travel because the front pocket of my suitcase is always full of like 2 and 3 books, and this is in my carry-on. And he'll be like, you know, you could just download those onto a tablet or a phone. That's not the same.
It's not the same.
And no. I don't feel as good about it when I'm on the plane. And if there's a point that I want to highlight, depending on the book, I can't do that on my Kindle, my tablet, or my phone. I have to be able to have the physical thing in my hands. Drives him absolutely bonkers, but he's learned to live with it. It's also Share a Hug Day today. Now, this is an important one. I just feel like the person that you're sharing a hug with should know that they're going to be hugged and they want to really reciprocate that. Don't just hug random people. That makes it weird.
That would be weird.
Just a little. World Snorkeling Day is today. Now, I don't know if we have a lot of good snorkeling around here. I suppose you could grab the snorkel and go to Devil's Lake and get underwater and see all that there is to see if you want to try that. Mira Lake, also a good place. And then if you want to get really fancy, we got some lakes a little further to our west. So you could maybe try that out as well. Some bigger lakes that maybe there's a little bit more to explore. But hello, if you're going to spend the day at Devil's Lake or Mira Lake State Park, I think you're winning on a Tuesday. We have one good food one, and this is really all we need today, Finn, on a Tuesday. It's National Cheesecake Day today.
Come on.
Right? Yeah. Do we need anything else today?
No.
There is no other food one on the list, and that is why, because cheesecake is one of the best. Now, I actually know somebody who detests cheesecake. She absolutely refuses to eat it, won't put it in her mouth. She thinks the texture is disgusting and hates the taste of it. And I feel like, I don't know, her and I have had this conversation for years. We've been friends for a really long time. And every time we go out to dessert and she refuses to eat cheesecake, I feel like I have to second guess the friendship that we've had for a very long time.
You question her sanity maybe a little bit?
I do, just a little bit, just a little bit. She's been able to question mine several times throughout the year. So, but the fact that she just can't get into a cheesecake just really makes me question everything about her. We've been friends for a very long time, so apparently I haven't found too many other faults to pick at. But I know cheesecake's your absolute favorite. Now, do you have, when it comes to cheesecake, because we're talking any cheesecake today, doesn't matter if you're just doing a plain old cheesecake, if you love the turtle cheesecake, something a little fancy, do you have, like, if you could build your ultimate cheesecake, what would be involved with your ultimate cheesecake?
First of all, I don't believe there's any wrong way you can go with that,
right?
At least that I'm aware of. And
sure.
I'm simple, you know, just a plain old cheesecake, maybe with the good crust. I don't know, the graham cracker crust or whatever. But yeah. That's the way I roll. How about yourself?
Oh, see, I like something with a little chocolate involved. And I do like simplicity every now and then. But again, if you're going to give me the option between fruit or chocolate, I'm always going to choose chocolate because that's just how I work things in my life. But I love a good turtle cheesecake. Sometimes I love the swirled, just plain cheesecake with the chocolate, like fudge swirled through it.
Sure.
That's always very, very good as well. Again, I will always, always, always gravitate towards anything with chocolate. But really, if it's cheesecake and there's sugar involved, I'm down. I'm always going to be down for that. Now, I've had to revamp how I eat cheesecake. And the other day, I found a recipe, and you and I have talked about this, for a really healthy cheesecake. It's like, and I can make it, it gives me the portions for making it like a normal size cheesecake where, you know, you can share slices, or just an individual. And so I'm going to try it on the individual basis first, see how it is. And then if it's good, then I can actually make it a little bit bigger. Yeah. So we'll see how it goes, because cheesecake is one of those things that can go wrong very, very quickly if not done right. And I do love myself a good cheesecake. So I've got to,
let me know how that goes, if that works out.
I don't have huge expectations, but I'm going to hope for the best. I mean, after yesterday, the way my day went yesterday, when we talked about that earlier this morning, I feel like I need to put this off for a couple of days to try it, because, it's not been a great couple of days. So I feel like I need to hold out, wait for some good stuff happening in life, and then I can try a healthy version of a cheesecake.
Gotcha.
And again, I don't really have expectations, because I know what real cheesecake tastes like, so I don't know how this is going to compare. So maybe my expectations are low. Maybe it won't be as good as I think it's going to be, just because of where my expectations are at. But I feel like if I could win on a healthy version of a cheesecake, I feel I've conquered the world.
Right?
I feel like I've conquered it all. There's nothing left I need to do in this lifetime if I can conquer a healthy version of the cheesecake. I'm done. Taking a look at the forecast right now. And sometimes it's the small goals in life that keep us going, really. Scattered thunderstorms possible this afternoon all the way through Thursday, then partly cloudy, warm and muggy otherwise today. 87 for a high. With the heat index, it's going to feel more like 90. Tomorrow, even warmer, though, with a high near 88. That heat index is going to climb a little bit to a high near 97. If you do have to be outside for any reason, working or just being in the sun for the next few days, please take it easy. Hydrate, because these heat indexes are going to be no joke. We are talking about a lot of humidity in the area through a remainder of this week. Right now, it is 68. Time for your community calendar, brought to you by Community First Bank.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. The Baraboo Kiwanis will be hosting their golf outing on Tuesday, August 6th at the Baraboo Country Club. This event is to benefit the Baraboo Riverwalk and Baraboo Youth Programs and Scholarships. Registration will begin at 11 a.m. The Scramble Shotgun Start is at noon, and then the social and dinner will follow at 5 p.m. Get all the details and get registered by visiting baraboo-kiwanis.org. You can also inquire about becoming a hold sponsor as well. Again, further details about the Baraboo Kiwanis Golf Outing on Tuesday, August 6th can be found at baraboo-kiwanis.org. And it's time for the rescheduled Fighter on the River event in Sauk Prairie. This is rescheduled from the 4th of July. Stop by the Sauk City Riverwalk on Friday from 5 until 11, or Saturday from noon until midnight. There's going to be great food options, a beer and wine garden, live entertainment, custom car show all on Friday. Then on Saturday, again, the food court and food trucks, beer and wine garden, breakfast burritos from the Kiwanis Club from 7 until 11 a.m., and then the fireworks show will round out the day. Again, this was rescheduled from the 4th. For all the details, visit fireontheriver.org.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
My toddler got into my cleaning supplies. I might have taken too much medication. Do I need to go to the hospital?
When poison happens, poison happens.